National Ag Week celebration all this week long. We have more reports coming up later this afternoon. Stop one for National Ag Week is Wildcat Chevrolet. I'm here with Michael Oliver, the general manager, and Truck Month. That's a Chevy. It's truck. I laughed a little bit because it's Truck Month every month at Wildcat.
Yeah, truck Month. Yeah, every month's Truck Month at Wildcat. That's for sure. I don't know. They've got, you know, they first started that off. Truck Month was in October or something like that years ago, and then they made it one in the spring and in the fall. So, but every month is Truck Month at Wildcat.
Heck yeah! But I guess sometimes when Chevy does where they do Truck Month, get some national incentives going though, right?
Yes, we've got good incentives on just about everything out there. I mean, it's nice. You know, everything has some incentives, and you know, it's time to move them out.
How have you seen trucks, especially trucks used in agriculture, how have you seen them change over the last 15, 20 years, or have they?
Oh, yes, they've changed a lot. I mean, they've changed a whole lot. It's a lot of different options that we couldn't get on trucks before, you know, that we get now. And you know, to the, you know, if it's automatic headlights or whatever it may be, heated steering wheels, the heated seats, and all kinds of things,
back
you know,
back cameras and towing, there's all kinds of
turn lane cameras. And I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that there's on now that used to, we didn't even think about, you know,
right
before. I just purchased a vehicle not long ago and was sort of restoring it, going to bring it up here. Right. It's a 59 Chevrolet Apache.
Oh, wow.
And so
I had
a customer that we was talking one day when he was buying his vehicle, and anyway, we was talking about it, and he told me about this truck, and I said, well, if you ever get ready to get rid of it, let me know.
Yeah.
And he called me, and we worked it out, and we just went and got it last week. And anyway, it's coming around, so we hope to have it up here before long.
Oh, Raymond Oliver, love that. It's got crank windows.
Yeah, it's got crank windows. No air conditioning.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's got a vehicle.
That's right. You know, it's one of those has the. You turn the key on, you push a button in the floor for it to start.
I mean, for real?
Yeah. You do. Yeah, you
done. Before my time.
It had a linkage that goes to the starter to kick the starter in. So
I had the dimmer in the floor. We click, click, click. Like,
this here's the starter button in the floor. It's.
I thought you might say it have a crank for the front of it.
Well, it probably. But actually, I was reading in the book, and the book is back in '59. The book was so much information in there, of everything about the owner's manual had everything about that vehicle you could think about. And one of them in there was showing, it was telling you how to put it in gear, put it on a hill to roll off the hill to start it.
Nice.
Pop the clutch, you're ready to go.
That's awesome. Is it a challenge to take an older vehicle like that and restore it today, or is it easier? Because you could search for these hard-to-find things on the internet.
Well, I said restore it, but there's not going to be a lot to do to it because I want to keep it in its original condition.
Okay.
It's going to be like a survivor truck.
Nice.
It doesn't lack, you know, it's not a lot to do with it other than clean it up, and I'm going to try to, you know, just get it where it's already have it running, so it's
nice.
Up running, so it's going to be, we'll have it up here before long.
All right, that'll be good. 59 Apache, so that's worth taking a stop, get a bag of popcorn, check that sucker out. All right, so you're going to Vegas, so pleasure or work?
No, it'll be work. I'm going to go out to out there and look at the unveiling of the 2027 Silverado, so I'm looking forward to that, to see what changes they've made, and so I'm going to go out there here this week and check that out.
Just when I think they can't think of anything else, and I'm like, I remember my first vehicle I was in, it had a backup camera. I'm like, well, this is stupid. I got a rear view. I don't know. Now I love them. I can't hardly drive one without it.
That's the way I thought about the heated steering wheel. When they come out with that, I sort of laughed. I thought, I will never need no heated steering wheel.
Who needs that?
And that winter, I actually, when I purchased my first one, it had heated steering wheel just come on it. I didn't actually order it with it, but. We ended up going on a trip up to northern Indiana, right on the border, up on the north side, Michigan border.
Yeah.
And it was 17 below is what it showed on my thermometer that morning. Well, when I started it with my key fob, when I got out there, the automatic steering wheel heater had come on. And I thought, boy, this is pretty nice. I haven't stopped that since. Ever since I've had that.
Mrs. Booth, now I can't get a vehicle that she's going to drive unless it's got the heated
steering wheel. That's right. You got to have heated steering wheel, heated seats.
That's right. So there's funny what we get used to. So there'll be some new bells and whistles, I'm sure. But this, you're going to look at the 2027 Silverado, and this is the one that'll be shipping to dealers.
It'll be shipping to dealers this fall, late fall. It'll be the 1500. It would not be the 2500. It'll be the 1500. Be later this fall, we'll have that truck.
That sounds good. So if you want the scoop, Michael, when he gets back from Vegas, he'll tell you all about that. And we'll keep you posted. We'll do updates on the 59 Apache.
That's right. Yeah, we'll need to update on it. But it's we're trying to get the brakes fixed now.
That would be important.
That's very important. You know, you can get it going. We've got it going. We just got to be able to stop it.
Yeah, that's right. Downshifting's not enough.
That's not enough. We can put an anchor in the back and throw it out, I guess.
That's right. Safety first at Wildcat Chevrolet. We'll be back. We'll visit with Michael's a beautiful new showroom. And I can't tell you how nice this thing is. You just have to come see it for yourself. Four-lane Highway 68 in Cadiz, right off the interstate. Look for the big American flag. We'll visit again with Michael in a minute on WKDZ.